What about from sour cheese?
Sour cheese? I've never dealt with anything like that. Mm-hmm.
Well, how did you make the cottage cheese?
Cottage cheese? Cottage cheese? I don't think I ever made any cottage cheese. No, I didn't make any. Mm-hmm. If not, they might have been making it, but I didn't. If I made it, I done forgot it.
You tell about when you milk
your
cows.
Oh, you mean cottage cheese? No, I never did make it. I know what you mean now. Mm-hmm. You see, you let it clabber and skim it, you know, like that. Mm-hmm. And use it on it. Oh, I know what you mean. But I didn't make any. My family didn't care for it.
Oh, well, when you milk the cow, did you just drink it like that, or did you have to do something to it before you drink
it? You have to strain it and pull it up and put it in your refrigerator and let it get cold, you know, chill. And drink it. And then if you want what you wanted to chew in for butter, you pull that in a separate chewing, you see.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see. Well, let's see. When you came home from the store, did you cook or did you have somebody cook for you?
Well, I cooked it. See, well, I had to cook it. I cooked it at the restaurant.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, what kind of things did you serve at your restaurant?
Oh, I served great meals, you know.
Like
cook most everything, vegetables, pies.
What kind of
pies? I cook potato pies, peach pies, things like that. They met people who was working, they didn't care for, such as lemon and chocolate pies. They didn't care for those. Mm-hmm. We just cooked plain pies, peach pies, apple pies, and like that. Mm-hmm. Potato pies, they were crazy about those.
What about these pies? You making real deep.
Call a cobbler.
Is that what you call it?
They call them cobbler, but we used to just call them plain pies, potato pies. Yeah, we'd slice potatoes and make the, cook that kind of pie too, but they call them cobblers now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see. Let's see now. What about when you made puddings and stuff?
Well, pudding. Well, you make syrup puddings, out of syrup, like that. And you made that out of sorghum syrup, mostly.
And what sorghum syrup?
Sorghum syrup is a cane you call millet. And people would grow millet, and they call it, the name for that was, they call it sorghum. And they'd make syrup out of it. And that's what you cook with mostly, and make pie, gingerbread, and things like that out of it.
Mm-hmm. Did you cook at home too?
Once a week, on mm-hmm. Sundays. Because we wasn't in the restaurant on Sundays. We closed Saturday night, the restaurant, but we cooked home then.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, did your children cook or who cooked during the week?
Well, I always had a lady to stay with through the week, and I did the work on, so I cooked on Sunday. Mm-hmm. Lucky enough to get a settled lady. Take care.
Okay, tell me about your house that you grew up in, your house that you stayed in when, with your family, when your children were born.
With my family. Well, we had a nice, clean, comfortable home. I had a 6-room house.
Where did you and your family spend most of your time?
What room? Well, in those days, we hardly had, but I had a good sized family. I didn't have, we didn't, a lot of people, we colored people, didn't have what you call a parlor. We had front bedrooms, company rooms. Mm-hmm. And we made it all right. We always kept a spare bed for company. That was our front company room.